control tonight, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. Campabella. Promotion of amateur radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Announcements or bulletins for the net? I would like to welcome Mr. Fred and Ms. Isla, both in the yard, W4FCM, N4IEI. Mr. Jason and Williamson, KD2RKN. Mr. Andy in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Mr. Richard in Greenville, K4ROW. Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville, W2AND. Mr. Pat in Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Jim in Delta, and Mr. Mel in Prosperity, K4SMR. Mr. Leroy in Taylors, KA5WLL. And Mr. Andrew in Inman, KO4TEF. Mr. Tyler in Taylors, W4TEF. Mr. Bill in Anderson, KC4W. And my good friend Walt in Inman, K4OIN. I also like to check in my husband, KO4TEF, tonight in Campobello. All right, next we will move on to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. That's KF4CLD. The name is Alan. I'm located in Atwater, California. No traffic, no comments, because even I believe it's Anna and everyone else on the net. Your signal's a little noisy. It comes and goes, but you get pretty noisy at times, so hopefully it'll hang in there. Good evening, everyone.
KO4RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. John, KO4RJM. Mr. John, have you down the comments? Just a little bit. Thank you for checking in. And Mr. Allen in California, KF4CLD. Mr. Allen, I do apologize that my signal is not doing right. I'm going to do a quick pause for a second and check my antenna.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Could I get a radio check, please?
Nicely, Anna. Carry on.
Very much. I will, and I do apologize for that. I'll have to speak with my technician after the net. Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick and Penrose and Anna. I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
RYP. Check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I'll try to stay around.
So, from your 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's negative and negative over.
For RYP. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. I'll be negative to negative tonight, thanks.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, in Rapid Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
Jump me in a short time in life, Savannah. 73 to you, Chad, all in the net.
In Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, my friend Patrick from up in Penrose. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Patrick. I appreciate it. And next on my list is WB4FEE, Mr. Dan in Simpsonville. And Mr. Dan, I'm sorry, it wasn't sure. Are you in for comments or are you in and out tonight?
Yes, I'll try to stay in.
Very much. I appreciate it, and I will be back to you for comments in just a little bit. Next on my list is Mr. Gene in Taylor's W4FHJ. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Gene. Hope you're well. And Harry in Candler, KC4EZN. You're sounding good from Candler as usual, Mr. Harry. I hope you have a good evening. Next up on my list, Mr. Nelson in Greenville en route to Spartanburg, KO4GUN. You be careful out there, Mr. Nelson, and thanks for checking in. And next, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in, and you be careful as well, Mr. Fred. And next, my friend, Miss Wendy, our other Monday night net controller, KN4HTP, who brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're both in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in with me, Miss Wendy, and please tell Mr. Mark we said hello. Any additional stations, Echo 3 Hotel, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the next group in our alphabet, India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
YP. Now please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan over in Nashville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
RYP. Santa, hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4, RYP. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. 73 to everyone out there. Have a good night.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another great group getting us started tonight. I'd like to welcome Mr. James up in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, James. Hope you are doing well in that beautiful part of the world. And next on my list is Duncan from Asheville, KO4JKV. Mr. Duncan, you are sounding good as usual from Asheville. Thanks for checking in. Mr. Sid and Fletcher is next on my list, W4IOE. I appreciate you stopping by tonight. Hope you are well. And then my good friend, Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, also in Greer, KC4MFK. Thank you both for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Larry, I will be back around to you for comments in just a little bit. Any additional stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning M through P. If wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Negative control. Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. John, and I'm in Honeyfield, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time.
4RYP. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. Western Greenville County, DNA is a native, 73U and all the men.
Hello, check in, AA4QS, Donald, and M4ZME, Paul. He did the call up with me, negative, the hell up on
the net. Says KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena from Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and by telephone relay, their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. I appreciate you checking everybody in, Miss Lorena, and I hope you guys are doing well. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome KF4CKT, Mr. John, in Honeypath. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. John. Hope you have a great evening. And then WG4MC, Mr. Matt, in Greenville. Thanks for checking in with me, Matt. I appreciate it. And next we have AA4QS, Mr. Donald, and N4DME, Mr. Paul, both in Toccoa. Thank you for checking in, and you all have a great evening. Any additional stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Rusty, I'm en route from Duncan to Moore, and no traffic, no comments tonight.
RYP. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
04RYP. Check in KO4QOG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lyman Golf, Chris and Liberty, Dan and Adam.
ZHRON, Whiskey Delta 8. Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. No traffic. I'll stick around, but no comment.
4RYP. Check in Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV. Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
This is KOC Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T. En route from Duncan to Moore. You be careful out there, Mr. Rusty, and thank you for taking the time to check in tonight. Next up is Mr. Chris and Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Chris. I hope you have a great evening. And next, KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Chris, thanks for checking in. It's always good to hear you on the radio. Mr. Ed is next on my list in Brevard, WD8RON. You're sounding good tonight, Mr. Ed. I hope you are doing well. And then Mr. Danny in Traveler's Rest, KI4THV. Thank you for checking in with me tonight as well. I appreciate it. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in, the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP.
Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform, X-ray. This is Joe, about to get in, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, 73, everybody on the net.
RYP. Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4RYP. And Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative, negative. But this and the end. Everybody have a nice evening.
KO4RYP, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT, Mark and Inman. Be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Joe up in on Mount Pisgah, North Carolina, KE0UUX. I appreciate you checking in tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. Next on my list is K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. And Mr. Steve over in Inman, KN4VWA. Mr. Steve, I appreciate hearing you on the radio tonight. Thanks for checking in. And KO4VWQ, Mr. Jimmy in Anderson, sounding good on the radio, Mr. Jimmy. Thanks for being here. And Mr. Mark in Inman, KO4YKT. I appreciate you checking in with me tonight, Mr. Mark. Any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, the patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. On that, please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative this evening, 73 to the net.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Great to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, and I'll be negative, but I'll be listening on the side.
RP. Please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, roll in Pickens, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
4RYP. And Miss Anna, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Evening, Anna, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4AHO, Mr. Doug in Walhalla. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Doug. I hope you are doing well. And next, our net manager, Mr. Dave in Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. I do appreciate it. And Mr. Daniel in Taylor's, KI4DTY. Always good to hear you call on the radio, Mr. Daniel. Hope you are doing well. K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. I always enjoy hearing you, Mr. Roland. I hope you are doing really well, sir. And next on my list is KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Kurt. Hope you are doing well. Have a great evening. And Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Keith. We're going to pause for just a second and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening. Good evening to you, Miss Anna. Good talk to you again. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Anna, and all the net. No traffic, no queue. And it's good to get to talk to you again, KA4PQA.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen in Greenwood via EchoLink, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, it's always good to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Hope you are doing well. All right, I'm going to make one more call for stations Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with your suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
For RYP. Miss Anna, Mr. Chad, and all on the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna and Mr. Chad, all on the net. Hey, Dan.
For RYP. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, IB negative and negative.
Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, in Easley, and he brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I miss her, and I'm glad to get by and see you guys soon. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. Next on my list, I'd like to welcome N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson. Thank you for checking in tonight. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley. Dave, it's always good to have you check in. Thank you for stopping by tonight. All right, we're going to move up to the big group. Any station wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
Anna, recheck KA4PQA.
Go ahead, recheck.
KA4RYP, Anna, this is Stephen in Greenwood, KA4PQA. I forgot to mention to you, just wanted to get Anna, I forgot to mention to you, just wanted to be sure and tell Chad hello from me, KA4PQA.
PQA, Mr. Stephen, I surely will do that. Thank you so much. I'll pass along your greetings to him. I appreciate that. KO4RYP. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Springfield. I'll be negative and negative, but listening. Thank you.
4RYP. Again, this is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. I will be listening for the duration. 73 for everybody.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. And next on my list is KB4NC, Mr. Gabriel in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you are doing well. All right, one last call. Any stations all the way through the alphabet before we go on to the RAG 2 portion, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. All right, first up on my list is Mr. John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. How are you doing tonight, sir?
This is KN4RJN, doing real well. Anna, how about you?
Doing pretty well, but I have a confession for you tonight. Chad and I completely missed the meteor shower. We went out to look that first night when you told me about it, and it was very cloudy, and then it completely slipped my mind the next few nights. So please tell me there's something else I can go out tonight and look for.
This is KN4RJN. Nothing this evening. However, if you want to get up early Saturday morning at about 4:30 or thereabouts, in the eastern sky, hang on, let me slide back up here a second. I'm working two or three different computers here. Once in the early morning hours of Saturday, April 30th, you will see as they arise, Venus kisses Jupiter. The two planets will come up almost on top of one another, and they will be within the same visual range of any pair of binoculars. They will come up about 4:30 local time and remain visible in the sky for about 90 minutes until the sun comes up. So get up early Saturday morning, go out and look towards the east. It'll take them, like I said, they come up around 4:30, but depending on how much tree line and whatnot you've got between you and the horizon, take them a little while to get up above that. But they will appear to be almost one planet. They'll be right next to each other, at least from our perspective. So that's something you can go take a look at. There is a partial solar eclipse Saturday also, but I'm afraid you're going to have to go a little further south for that. You're going to have to go down to Antarctica to see it. So that's probably a no-go there. But yeah, get up Saturday morning and watch Venus kiss Jupiter.
For RYP, I will definitely do that. I will set my alarm and Chad's alarm too so he can get up with me, and we will go out and see with some binoculars and see if we can spot those two planets. That would be really cool. Unfortunately, Antarctica is not in the travel plans for this weekend, so I will have to miss that partial solar eclipse.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I'm probably not going to catch that one either. Although, if you don't want to go quite to Antarctica, it will pass over parts of Chile and South America, southern tip of South America. But again, that's a little bit further than I intend to drive to go see an eclipse.
It'd be quite a drive for sure. Now, I might like to visit those countries at some point in time in my worldly travels, but probably not this weekend for sure. But that would make a fun trip.
This is KN4RJ, and indeed. I haven't had the scope out lately because I've had my back deck being rebuilt, and they finally got the planking on it now, and they'll put up the railing and whatnot in the next few days. So hopefully I can get my scope out and look at some stuff while it's still reasonably warm and reasonably clear. But anyway, I know there's other folks wanting to chat with you, so I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
For RJN's KO4RYP. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight, Mr. John. I appreciate it as usual, and I will be setting an alarm for early Saturday morning, and I will let my husband know to take it up with you if he doesn't like it. Thanks for chatting with me. I hope you have a great evening. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. My name's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. I'd like to welcome KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel, up in Hendersonville. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll go back to our RAG 2 portion And let me see who we have up on our list next. It is WB4FEE, Mr. Dan in Simpsonville. The stump is all yours, sir. How are you doing?
KO4RYP, this is WB4FEE, Dan over in northern Simpsonville, and doing well. I just wanted to check in tonight and let everybody know I hadn't passed away. It's been a while since I've been on here, and just been really, really busy, and taking some time away. And but anyway, I do see my friend Buddy, E&D from over Taylor's once in a while. And I heard Gary say hello, and I'd like to say hello to him and Buddy both if they're still around. And hope y'all are doing okay. And I copy your call is KO4RYP as in Papa. Is that correct?
Dan, that is correct. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. And I do appreciate you checking in with me tonight. As I wrote your call down, I didn't think I'd ever written it down before. So this is the first time you've checked in with me. But it sounds like you know all the great people on this net. So that is wonderful, and we're super glad that you checked in tonight.
Okay, and that's great. I'll try to check in a little more often. And what was your name again?
My name is Anna, and I live in Campobello.
Roger that, Anna. Okay, well, it's real good talking to you. And nothing new on the side of town over here. It's just the same old thing. Traffic's getting worse. More houses being built. I've never seen so much building going on anywhere my whole life. And this place was country when I moved down here. And I came down here out of Greer. And, Lord, it don't look like the same place anymore. So, traffic is so bad you can't move up here a lot of days on Woodruff Road if you don't know your way around. So it's getting that way everywhere, I think, girl. Over.
Exactly right, Mr. Dan. Even right around where we live next door to where my husband grew up, and this whole area used to be nothing but cotton fields, and my husband remembers it like that. But every time I leave the driveway, I feel like to go anywhere, I see a new house going up or a clearing and putting a road in for a new subdivision. So it's crazy, very crazy. And I agree with you about Woodruff Road. Sheesh, I grew up in Greenville, and I remember when there was nothing out that way. You had no reason to go. And now, my goodness, you can't hardly move.
And they're talking now about putting some kind of a bypass in from Verde Boulevard across. They'll have to cross 85 and 385. And come in over here on Smith Hines Road, I think, about halfway down the business section there. That'll help some, I guess, but it's going to take a long time to do that. I would say 4 or 5 years once it's approved. And so I don't know what good that's going to do. I guess it'll help some eventually there, over.
And that would help some, but goodness, it's one of those situations where it's going to get worse before it gets better, because I'm afraid any kind of construction around there is just going to make things a whole lot worse. But they do need to do something. I agree. I feel like that whole area outgrew the roads really, really fast.
Correct. I think, it's all my opinion, of course, but the superstructure and infrastructure should be there before all the building takes place. If they know this is on the planning there, that they should go ahead and have all this done before they allow the building, and it wouldn't be quite so bad there, over.
I agree with you there. It makes you really think about all the engineers that do design the roads and the city planning and all of that. So many moving parts and pieces, but it does seem like not enough gets done on the front side of things, and then it's just so much harder to do all of that on the back side, for sure.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, that's called hindsight, and it's always 20/20. You know how it goes. Well, I'll back out of here and let you pick up some more, Anna. Real nice talking to you, and I will try to check in a little more frequently. So KO4RYP, This is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, over in Simpsonville, clear.
I do appreciate you checking in. I enjoyed talking with you, and we'll look forward to you checking in with me again. We have a different net controller every night, and I share Mondays with Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. So she has the first two Mondays of the month, and I have the last two. So I'll look forward to your writing your call sign down again. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, WB4FEEKO4RYP. All right, I'm going to pause for just a minute and ask if there are any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to our next person for RACU. Any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll go ahead to our next person I have down for some comments, and that is my good friend, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you and Miss Donna doing tonight?
For RYP, KK4JBQ. Well, I'll speak for myself later, but Donna is doing well. She's been right along with me as we have completed our spring cleaning and, well, what we intended to do. I mean, we didn't renovate the house or anything. I mean, we just cleaned things up as we are to do in the springtime. And it was wearing, of course. We got in positions on the floor and stretching and scrubbing as we're not accustomed to doing every day. So we'll have a little soreness and a little limp maybe to get over. But anyway, we have finished that. And if you'll indulge me, because I know you have listened to some of this before tonight, as Chad calls the thermal belt net, and I checked in there and shared that I am celebrating an anniversary. 10 years in the hobby. I was tested in May 5th, I believe, in 2012. So I'm coming up on 10 years. I renewed my license, so I'll be around for another 10, God willing. And it's a time a little, on anniversaries we reflect, don't we? So I reflect on 10 years of learning and friendship and blessing. I do feel blessed to be here and to be a part of this family. And just wanted to say that. I look forward to the next 10, and it will be different. I trust that new friends will come along, and the friends that I've said goodbye to, those who moved out of the area, those who have passed away, and the like, well, I'm really happy that I knew them, that our paths crossed. And certainly not the least of which is you and your husband, Chad. You have been good friends to me and to Donna, and I certainly appreciate that. We all, whether we've met face-to-face or not, we all extend friendship to one another and caring and concern. And every day we get a chance, don't we? We get a chance to share a little bit of our lives. So I certainly appreciate that opportunity. I think most people that are here do appreciate being able to come together. And it's folks like you and Chad that make it possible for us to do that. Net controls are just critical. It wouldn't happen without you. I understand it wouldn't happen without us as well, but somebody has to step out there and be willing to sweat it, you know, and write it all down. And not everybody has that talent, I might say. Not everybody can do that and make the net a friendly place to be and a welcoming place to be. But both of you have that in your character. You make it a pleasure to be here, and I thank you.
JBQ, KO4RYP. Well, Mr. Larry, I want to tell you congratulations on your 10 years in the hobby. I think that is great. I'm also very impressed. I don't think I realized that you haven't been licensed longer than that. I think I've just listened so many nights to you talk to Chad and share so much knowledge and about how this all works and everything. I kind of felt like you were one of these that had been in this hobby for, you know, 50 plus years. So I had no idea it was 10 years, but congratulations on that. I'm super excited. Especially since I've only just begun, I feel like. So I need to go check. I can't even remember exactly the month that I got my license. I think it's almost been a year, so I'll have to go double check on that on the website. But that is really great, Mr. Larry. And we have just thoroughly enjoyed just jumping right in. And one of the first things that just struck me when we started listening to the net before we were brave enough to pick up the mic was how many people knew each other. Like that was, the camaraderie and friendships were very clear even from the first time we started listening to the net. And I still love to hear some of the operators that have been on this net particularly for so long, like when someone checks in, like Mr. Dan, who hadn't checked in a while, and he checked in tonight, and I know Mr. Gary got excited to hear him. So it's always been impressive to me when people don't check in for a period of time, they are missed for sure. And people ask each other, talk about, you know, have you heard from him lately, or haven't heard him in a while. So that it definitely is a family feel, especially on this repeater for sure. So we have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know everybody and you and Donna especially. I'm super glad you all finished your spring cleaning. I know that was a big chore.
Indeed, I will put it in yet one more context. We are all brothers and sisters. It's sort of like Chad is my brother and you're my sister. And it goes all across the board. Of course, the friendship can deepen. We can become more familiar with one another if we have a face-to-face, if we do things together, both in the hobby and outside the hobby. I will recall one individual that we all know, well, most of us do anyway, KI4DOS. Gary is a real brother to me in spirit and in real, you know, for real. He is a brother to me. We've attended Hamfest together. It was a Hamfest where we first met. And just like most eyeball QSOs, we call it, I had no anticipation, no preconception of, the physical person. And I was pleasantly surprised that Gary wasn't 6.5 feet tall, towering over me, or, he's a real amenable fella. He really is. He's a blessing to me and to others that know him. Enjoy his wife. She is really a joy to know. And they've been very helpful, those two, as I was new in the hobby and needed a little coaching. I accepted early on a leadership role in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and they invited me to their house and gave me a talking to. What should I expect? Well, they clued me in, and it was helpful for the remaining 2 years that I served in that capacity. I enjoyed the benefit of their friendship. And I have known people, I must say, who have been like real brothers to me. I won't mention names or call signs, but they're silent keys now, and if you're here in this hobby long enough, you will go to a few funerals. And it is just like losing a member of your family. And I can, with sweet memories, really, recall some of those folks and what they gave me. And we all have, while we still live, we all have that opportunity to be that to one another, to be a brother, to be a sister, to be in this family. And that's a real blessing. I don't know, in many other places, churches perhaps, I don't know many other places where you have an opportunity to be that close to people, to have just amateur radio in common, but have a built-in family. It's just great.
Sir, Mr. Larry, you are exactly right. And I echo what you said about Gary and Joy, for sure. I remember the first time that that Gary stopped by the house for something. He had his son with him, and he and Chad and his son were over in the other part of the house, and I heard him talking, and I instantly recognized his voice because, of course, that was all I had heard up until then. But it was amazing to me how he sounded exactly like he does on the radio in real life. So that was a lot of fun. But it definitely, there's something about this hobby that does draw people together, that's for sure. We've just thoroughly enjoyed getting to know everyone.
For now, I will add one more thing in Donna's behalf. And I thought it was wonderful. When Donna first heard Gary's voice, and she wasn't licensed quite yet, when she first heard Gary, and later we spoke about, she listened in on the net and whatnot, and she said, you know that Gary, that KI4DOS, he sounds like a real gentleman. I had never heard her say that, not even about me. But I was impressed, and she's exactly right. Gary is a real gentleman, and it's a pleasure to know him. It's a pleasure to know, as I speak to this entire net, it's a pleasure to know you all. And with that, I will say a good evening to everybody. Have a great day tomorrow. Enjoy the springtime weather, and all the best. KK4JBQ.
So, Larry, thank you so much for chatting with me for a little bit tonight, and I certainly enjoyed it as usual. And happy ham radio license anniversary to you. So we're super, super glad that you made that decision 10 years ago to get your license, and we will look forward to many more years of friendship with you. So you and Donna have a good evening. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. And tomorrow, Tuesday night, KO4NUE, my husband Chad, will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards to talk all things radio. So I know he would appreciate you checking in tomorrow night. So at this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.